Today, my guest is Sandra Saperstein. Sandra is the chair of the 2014 San Diego Jewish Film Festival. She brings to San Diego great experience working on festivals and deep knowledge on what a good movie looks like. Originally from Utah, Sandra is a former marketing director for the Sundance Film Festival. Sandra's passion for film, coupled with her desire to bring a dynamic Jewish film festival to San Diego, is a relevant topic as the festival kicks off on February 6th. Welcome, Sandra Saperstein. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
My pleasure, John.
So Sandra is the chair of the San Diego Jewish Film Festival. And I think the first question I'd like to ask you is, why does San Diego need a Jewish film festival?
I think it's very important to promote Jewish identity, Jewish history through a film festival. And I think more and more people are becoming interested in genre-specific festivals. We have an Asian film festival in San Diego, a Black film festival, and so on. The Jewish Film Festival, which is not just for Jewish people, but for everyone, is an opportunity to be entertained, to have some intellectual stimulation, to find out about areas of Jewish life and identity and history that we might not know about. And, you know, the films are representative of trying to meet those needs in the community.
Do you think it's a good place to take a date?
Why not? Yeah. Again, you know, we have films that are very entertaining. Something light is Broadway musicals, talking about the history of Jews in Broadway theater, starting with Jewish theater, the Yiddish theater. That's a delightful film, another light film. I'm thinking about a first date now, yeah, so that we don't get too serious right away. Is called The Sturgeon Queens. And that's a film about the history of what's called an appetizing store in Manhattan, well, I shouldn't say Manhattan, lower Manhattan, that's been there for 100 years, that serves herring and all kinds of fish. And you will see the people who began this business in their photographs, and then the daughters who inherited it, because the restaurant is called Russ and Daughters, as opposed to Russ and Sons, which is what happens in most businesses. And it is delightful to watch. If this is a second date or down the line and you're more serious, there are some wonderful documentaries that I highly recommend. One of them is called The Jewish Cardinal, about a man who was born as a Jew at 14, decided on his own to convert to Catholicism, and went through the ranks of the Catholic Church. His conflict between his belief in Catholicism and his identification as a cultural Jew is a major facet of this festival, of this film. And you see the path that both of those facets of his life take him on. And it's very interesting.
So you talk about all these different films. I think there's almost 50 films in the
there
festival.
Are.
How many were submitted, and how do you select between?
Well, there were over 250 films submitted, which the members of the committee saw. And it's a labor-intensive process is what it is. We all find our favorite films. We banter back and forth. We've analyzed them. We try and make it as strong a program as possible.
I would love to be in the room to be able to be on the selection committee. I'm sure there was a few arguments.
Oh, there are, because yeah, it's quite amazing how one person loves a film and they can justify their attitudes about it, and somebody else takes the exact opposite view.
It's so nice to have a wide range of people that are on this committee, and as far as a wide range of films, because everyone does have their own personal taste, I think.
Absolutely. And, you know, the films themselves are representative of many different countries throughout the world. And we also have guests coming to the festival who are from other places, from the United States. I mean, people from New York and other states, Canada, someone coming from Israel. We have a panelist coming from Taipei. So it's going to be a very eclectic group of people and films.
So will these guests, will they talk before the movie about their film? Is that how?
Sometimes they introduce themselves briefly, but usually a discussion about the film takes place after the audience has had an opportunity to see it.
Perfect. Well, so tickets, I read it starts February 6th.
It does start February 6th, but for underwriters, the people who give additional support to the festival, this year, for the first time, we're doing a pre-festival event that's really very exciting. It's going to be on February 5th. It's going to have all kinds of bells and whistles, like a Hollywood premiere with Clegg lights, a red carpet, music, a photographer, and we're going to be screening Neil Diamond, Solitary Man. That film will not be shown during the film festival itself. So if you want to see it, become an underwriter.
Perfect. So, Sandra, we appreciate all your hard work. I know it. You were mentioning that you start the 2015 film festival the day after this starts, or I guess you're already working on that now. So we appreciate all your tireless work in bringing us an amazing festival.
Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you at the movies.
Perfect. So, again, the Jewish Film Festival starts February 6th to February 16th. And there, you can buy tickets?
You can at the JCC box office. You can call them at 858-362-1348. Or you can buy tickets online at www.sdjff.org.
And these films are being played all throughout San Diego County at different movie theaters.
They are. They're at the Claremont Reading. That's our largest venue. Carlsbad Village, Edwards San Marcos, and at the JCC at the Garfield Theater.
Well, this is great. Sandra, thank you so much for being here and doing all this incredible work.
Thank you.